The county council meeting this week at the Rich and Services Building starts off at 3 p.m. Among the items, they will consider approving their updated sustainability plan for 2014-16. County Manager Bob Jasper said they have an overall goal of reducing their carbon footprint by 75.5 metric tons annually. He said they're also looking at retrofitting their county buildings.
We will be going in and retrofitting the Justice Center. We've done this building by building. So we'll change the lights, change out the energy, the heating controls, things like that, put in insulation. But we had also talked as part of this about putting up solar on top of the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and the Justice Center, the courts. And the council wanted to know what the payback was. And so we've calculated all that. Initially, we thought we would get a grant to help, and it doesn't, but we will get a rebate from Rocky Mountain Power. So we factored all of that in, and it's not a super quick payback. It's like 16 years, but major reductions in energy uses.
The council last week also briefly discussed the issue of idling cars, especially when they're in drive-through lanes at fast food joints and banks.
We're talking about putting up signs and encouraging people to, you know, turn their cars off if they're waiting in line and those kinds of things. And we will probably do that. I think what we'll be thinking about in the future is that's such a 70s and 60s thing to everything is fast food, you know, or banks that where you're waiting in line and idling. And so I think there'll be some discussion in the new development codes that say, hey, we don't really want to do that much anymore. I don't know with fast food we can stop that. For one thing, we would like to reduce, given our traffic problems and air quality issues, we'd like to reduce the number of vehicles on the road. And so just encouraging everybody to take their car and drive through. I don't know that we have anything specific, but we'll be looking at that because that does impact air quality.
In a work session set at 4:30, Jasper said they will discuss water quality and the problems of septic tanks. He said it's a rare meeting that will bring the council together with Health Director Rich Boa and the Board of Health, the Board of the Snyderville Water Reclamation District, and District Director Mike Lewis and Development Director Pat Putt. Jasper said it's an important topic for the county waterways.
Last week, we had a gentleman who talked about things being done on the Weber River and its tributaries in terms of water quality. And he mentioned, and we all mentioned, because this is a strategic priority of the county, is that the board adopted that we make sure we protect our water quality. And so that, plus all the work being done on Poison Creek, what we're really trying to do is take that watershed, that whole watershed, and make sure it has clean water in it. And we know from state studies and others looking at what's in the reservoirs and things like that, that septic systems are polluting those waterways.
He said they're talking about switching septic tank areas to sewer, probably through a special assessment district.
We have whole neighborhoods where in the spring you can sure tell that the septic tank systems are not working. It will be controversial because if your septic tank system is working, you don't want to join an assessment district and start paying extra every month to pay off the bond. But if your system is not working, you need to be able to flush. And so I'm sure the council will spend some time drawing the lines of assessment districts. That's how we'd finance moving them onto sewer. And that's already beginning to happen. And one of the things we've done is we've worked together with Snyderville Reclamation District to identify the priority neighborhoods that we would approach. And some of them would surprise you. Moose Hollow out in Jeremy Ranch is an example. It's all on septic. And the soils out there are not right for septic, so they're all failing.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.